Blog Talk Radio.
You are now listening to Stephen Sports Blog, here only on MSL Radio.
Miami Nation, what is good? I just wanted to let everybody know that you are no longer listening to Stephen Sports Blog. Now, you're listening to SCU and Wally. You are listening to SCU and Wally, the new name of my show here on MSL Radio. Of course, Wally being Casey Wallach. Casey's nickname when in high school was Wally. So she was like, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and say Casey and call myself Wally. I said, okay. So, Casey, how are you today on this fine Monday afternoon?
I am great. It is a little warm here where I am, but it's all good. Summer's here.
Yeah. Today's the 12th. Today's the 15th. We are officially halfway through 2015, ladies and gentlemen. Surprise, surprise. Look at that. So another spot.
How ironic is that? How ironic.
Yeah, for real. I think Sunday is the first day of summer. It's also Father's Day, too, so happy Father's Day. So
yep.
Listen to SU Wally here on MSL Radio. And last night, there was a lot of talk after Game 4. Golden State destroyed Cleveland and Cleveland. 102-81 Game 4, but and everyone's like, okay, so how's Game 5 going to play? Everyone's asking, everyone's wondering. Always the questions on SportsCenter. And last night we got the answer. Golden State brought back home what they did back to Cleveland, and that's domination by the Warriors. I was watching the game last night. I think the final score was like 104-91.
Mm-hmm.
Yet another game that was not close at all at the end. And then yet, once again, LeBron James in the game. Scored 40 points, has triple-double for the second time in the finals. I found that incredible that he can do that, and his team's still down 3-2. So, Casey, I want to ask you, what is your takeaway from Game 5?
Well, a lot. Probably the thing I was, just as a fan of, the game is just I was so excited to see Steph back, like Steph Curry that we've known all season and that we've been waiting to see show up in the finals he was on his game once he got on it. And, like, I just remember, like, in the fourth quarter, he had, like, that back three from way, way, way downtown was just amazing. Like, I was just like, whew. I was so happy. You could see how happy he was, too. Like, he was like, damn, I got my game back. And he made that little mean mugging face, and, he was into it, and that was awesome. The Cavs, because the Warriors, went with the small lineup again, because obviously that was effective for them in the previous game, then with the Cavs not having Tristan Thompson, and who's their best rebounder offensively and defensively, that hurt the Cavs in the fourth quarter for sure. I was really happy. I mean, watching it was one of those things, like, and you got to see, like, best Steph Curry versus, best LeBron James. And I continue to be impressed with LeBron James and how he can continue to keep doing this. It's just, I mean, he's carrying these guys on his back and he's putting up these huge numbers and giving it his all. And I mean, they're just not coming through with it. So, it's the matchup we wanted. So it's great. I love it.
It's very interesting. It's very happy to see Steph Curry back as Steph knows MVP season. He was shut down though in game 2, 3, and 4 basically by Matthew Dellavedova and Iman Shumpert. He was shut down, but game 5, he's back. I think he scored like 26 points last night in the 104-91 victory. So Golden State leads 3-2. And like Casey said, she is right. LeBron James is carrying this team on his back. He had, like I said before earlier, 40 points, 40-some-odd points, whatever it was, and a triple-double to go with it. Second time in this finals. Nobody's ever done that before. Way to go, LeBron. But there was I'm calling the controversy because I didn't agree. Last night after the game, there was a reporter asked LeBron, "Hey LeBron, are you worried going down 3-2, going back home to Cleveland?" And LeBron says, "No, I'm confident because I'm the best player in the world." What? Did I hear that right?
Okay. I know.
Can we go back to that? I'm confident because I'm the best player in the world. LeBron James, you are the Cleveland Cavaliers. No doubt about it. But there's no way in hell that you are the best player in the world. Now, Casey, I don't agree. Obviously, you can hear I don't agree. But do you agree that LeBron James is the best player in the world?
I will say that I do think he is the best player in the world as far as his impact on a team and what he is doing. I don't necessarily always, love it when they, when they just outright say it type thing. I'm one of those people who, kind of like that, see a little bit of, humbleness or whatever. But at the same time, it's one of those things where I don't like it, but I do like it. I like when, players are confident. He's earned the right to be that confident. I'm not saying you shouldn't be worried, obviously, about the next game. But, I can't argue that I don't think he's the best player in the world. I mean, I'm just being honest. And, you know me. I hate Cleveland, but I'm a LeBron James fan.
Of course. That's what everybody is on, especially on Twitter. Everybody is a LeBron James fan. It doesn't matter what team you're a fan of, unless you're, obviously a Golden State fan. You're going against LeBron at this point. But if you're a Pistons fan, Celtics fan, it doesn't matter what fan you are, you're a LeBron fan because that's how everybody is these days in the NBA. It's ridiculous, but that's the way it is with fans, despite the team. But Game 6, back in Cleveland, tomorrow night, 9 Eastern time on ABC. I'm watching SU Fubersil right now as we speak, and that's sort of where we got the new name SU Wally from, because and I'll get to that later in the show, why we renamed the show. But Ryan Russillo, Cavs winning at 6. I mean, the Warriors winning at 6. I think the Cavs are going to pull it out at home in Cleveland in Game 6. Mm-hmm. And we're going to Game 7 at the Oracle. Casey, who wins Game 6?
I tend to agree with you on this. I think the Cavs are going to rally back at home, and LeBron's going to carry that load one last time, like to that, to that magnitude of, how much he has to do. And then I think, they'll go back to Oakland, and, the Warriors are just going to, I think the Cavs are just going to get worn down. I mean, they're already, getting worn down, but I think LeBron's going to muster up that, that Game 6 win. And then what would be ironic is, because a lot of people are saying, and I kind of agree with this, even if the Cavs lose, LeBron should still be the MVP of the finals. Obviously my vote for the Golden State side would be Iguodala, but it'd be interesting to have LeBron get his MVP trophy, in Oakland at the Oracle Arena on stage with all the Warriors there celebrating their finals trophy.
Yeah, I'd rather see them win it at home at the Oracle in front of the last stadium in the world. Now, I think it was this morning, actually, I tweeted out, if LeBron loses these finals, not hanging up, LeBron. And this guy, I don't even remember his name, Austin Emerson. He's from Arkansas, mind you. Remember to watch the Canes against Arkansas today, 5 p.m. Eastern on ESPN2.
Yep.
This guy, he went off on me for no reason. He was like, what the hell? He was basically like, what the hell is wrong with you? How dare you say LeBron needs to retire? Excuse you, sir. Hold the phone. LeBron has been to, 6 finals now. 6. That's about the same amount of Super Bowls as Brady's been to. LeBron has won 2 titles. LeBron has won the finals MVP. I don't know about the NBA MVP, but, that's a different story.
He's won that 4 times.
4 times, wow.
He thinks he should have won it the last 7 times. Just a side note, that's from Brian Windhorst.
Yeah, he thinks it's not what always is true.
No.
But LeBron has 2 titles. He's won the NBA MVP 4 times. He's won the NBA Finals MVP. Good MJ's records. What the hell else do you need to do? What else do you need to do? What? If you ask me, the only thing he's doing is staying in the NBA, even though he's like 30 years old, I don't care how old he is. He's been in the NBA for like 15 years now.
12.
So, same difference. I'm exaggerating
no,
here.
I know.
SCU and Wally on the MSO radio. He's done everything that a guy can dream of. He's 30 years old, which means he has a whole life ahead of him. So, Casey, do you agree with me that this has to be it for LeBron if he loses the finals?
No, I don't. I'm sorry, hon. But he's got so much, you know. I mean, look, I mean, he's like this physical specimen, like this incredible athlete. I mean, if he retired, he'd be cheating us out of, you know, seeing greatness. And, you know, you got to remember, you know, I'm not comparing LeBron to Michael Jordan. I hate when people do that. But, you know, Michael Jordan,
preach,
you know, kept it going for a long time. And, you know, he still was dominant, you know, even towards the end. And, you know, for me, I want to see greatness. I love watching great athletes. So I want to keep seeing, you know, like I said, I'm a fan of LeBron James. And I like watching him out there no matter what team he's on. I don't care if he's on Cleveland. I don't care if he's on the Knicks. I don't care if he's on the Lakers or Clippers, whatever. I don't care if he's on Miami anymore. But, you know, it's I don't think retiring to me, I mean, and I don't think to LeBron because, this game is, you know, it's his craft. He always talks about it as his craft and it's how much he loves it. So I could not even see that even being possible.
Well, listeners, fans, MSO employees, two questions. First one, who wins Game 6 tomorrow night in Cleveland? And the other one is LeBron done after this finals if he loses? 646-716-8715 at Roddy Fanatic 2, at Casey Wallach, at 305 Sports and Life. So we're coming back. We got our guest. We got NFL. Steven Sports Blog on MSO Radio.
So at the end of the day, I mean, you could keep that to yourself. You don't even have to let anybody know because at the end of the day, you know, if somebody's coming out, you're getting all the attention. I'm not saying that's what Michael Sam's intentions were, but there's always another side to the story. At the end of the day,
Jesus Christ.
The Andrew Powell Show with Darren Williamson and Eric Robinson is 9 o'clock to 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time here only on MSL Radio Monday through Friday. Check it out. I know I messed up, but whatever. Listen to the show. Ah. Interested in advertising or sponsoring with MSL? Working for MSL as a writer? Even having your own radio show? Or do you have more of a business mind and want to bring your talents down here to South Beach? That's right. MSL has a big-ass help on to sign up. Writers, radio personalities, marketing directors, website managers, positions are open. Apply today and make this money. Miami Sports and Lifestyle, baby.
Want to learn how to scan your swagger? Get insight on that and more from Dia Hicks every weekend, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on MSL Radio.
Ball game over. Yankees win. The Yankees win.
Inside the Sports World with Darren Williamson, Stephen and Andrew Powell is every Saturday between 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Only on Double G Radio. Start spreading the
news. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a campaign underway. Let's give Miami the exposure that it deserves via Miami Sports and Lifestyle. MSL to ESPN. Love it, know it, support it.
Attention Miami, MSL is looking for writers for the Miami Dolphins, Miami Heat, Miami Marlins, Florida Panthers, Miami Hurricanes, and Florida International University Panthers. If you are interested, contact Stephen Err at Stephen_Err@yahoo.com for details. Join the MSL team today.
We at MSL have a new blog site underway, miamisportsandlife.wix.com/MSLblog for all your content surrounding Miami sports. Official site coming soon.
What's good, Miami? And I guess pretty soon I'll have to say what's good, Nation, since we're going national. But this is Andrew Powell, host of the Andrew Powell Show with Darren Williamson and Eric Robinson, the CEO, founder of Miami Sports and Lifestyle. As you all know, I talk about marijuana a lot on my show. I do consider myself an advocate for the legalization of marijuana. And why? Because this is a medicine that helps so many different diseases, including cancer. And if it were legalized, it could eventually form a cure for cancer. And we've all been affected by cancer before with family members. We need to legalize medicine because not only does it help out cancer, but it helps out so many different diseases. So many. We need to legalize cures. And not only that, but legalizing marijuana would decrease black market control and crime and increase tax revenue to give this country's economy a boost. And we all know we need that. This is a beautiful plant that should have never been made illegal in the first place. But because of racism, lies, and greed over the almighty dollar, it's now illegal. And patients and peaceful marijuana smokers suffer everywhere, even in 2015. We need to legalize medicine. We need to legalize peace. Let's legalize marijuana 2015.
The views expressed by Andrew Powell are of Andrew Powell and Andrew Powell alone, and not the company and staff of Miami Sports and Lifestyle.
You are now listening to Stephen Sports Blog, here only on MSL Radio.
My right ankle has fallen asleep.
You want to help me? Let me know how I should get rid of the sleeping ankle. 646-716-8715. Or if you want to talk with us here, again, 646-716-8715. SCU and Wally back on MSL Radio. So we have.
Are you ready for me yet?
We're ready for you. Here she is. Melissa Beaton. That is M-I-L-I-S-S-A, not E. But
right.
Anyway.
It's a very different spelling.
This is. But it's very unique. So I am SCU, as you already know, and alongside me is my co-host, Casey Wallach.
Hey, Melissa.
Nice to meet you, Casey.
Nice to meet you. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Weather here, I'm in Kansas City, so it's a little bit humid today, but not too bad. How about there?
Up in Milwaukee, it's definitely humid today.
Wow.
Very,
right.
You know, I hate that
weather.
You know
that, the Midwest gets so much humidity as it is. Do you guys get as much of it up there as we do?
Usually, yeah. It gets pretty bad sometimes. Last summer wasn't that bad, but for this early in June, to have as many days as we had, it's been, you know, ridiculous.
All right.
A lot of
very
rain,
humid.
Too.
Yeah. So very humid everywhere around the country coming up on summer in a couple of days. But Melissa Beaton is on with us today to talk NFL. Now, Melissa, today you wanted to start talking with Eagles head coach Chip Kelly. And the question I have for you about Chip Kelly is, after releasing Evan Mathis, their offensive lineman, and getting rid of Nick Foles, trading to the Rams for Sam Bradford, and signing Tim Tebow, is Chip Kelly up to something that we don't know about?
If he is, only more intelligent life than ourselves would know. Because I can pretty much guarantee you that no one but Chip knows what he's doing. Releasing a guard on your line that's so important to keeping your quarterback protected, that's a no-brainer. So is he going to allow Sam Bradford to get a serious injury in the very first game, because they don't have the line to protect their guys? And I kind of laughed when Jason Peters said that they had a better offensive line than the Dallas Cowboys. Very laughable.
That is very laughable.
Yeah, I don't see DeMarco Murray running for as many yards there as he did in Dallas. He got a lot of carries, which
is kind of bad for a back, but, I mean, they used him. They had him for the 4 years, and they fully utilized him. But hopefully, if Chip is going to stick to the plan that he said of using DeMarco, Darren Sproles, and Ryan Matthews, then that's okay if the carries are split. But otherwise, it could be a long season.
That's right. Yeah, the only reason
can't get out there and
run the ball. Right. The only reason that DeMarco Murray had the season he has is because Cowboys have the best offensive line in the league. No doubt about that.
Absolutely.
So I don't know how the Eagles line is, but they do have a lot of good running backs. I could definitely preach for that. I'm a Dallas Cowboys fan, but I got to give it to the Eagles. They got a good team. What can I say? Moving on, you wanted the
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
You wanted to bring something else up.
Oh, well, I was going to mention, you know, one thing we know that they're stocked, and we know that Darren Sproles can catch that ball outside, you know, running out of the backfield.
Mm-hmm.
But do you guys feel like you wonder where the receiving yards are going to come? Do you feel like Jordan Matthews is ready to make that jump? He had a pretty good year last year, I thought, as a rookie. But losing Jeremy Maclin to my Chiefs,
that was a big loss for the Eagles.
I
just don't know if the kid's going to be able to handle it. I don't really think that they've – I mean, except for, like, maybe Nelson Aguilar from USC, that – I mean, he's going to have to make a jump immediately if this team's going to win some games. I foresee bad things.
Right. I mean,
I
think the whole non-addressing of, you know, the wide receiver part is kind of confusing to me, you know, as well.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, in the off season, it's you know, you stack up all these running backs, and you know, you. Guess what? You still got to have the guys to throw the ball to. I mean, you can't expect, you know, 100% out of a rookie, you know, who's learning the pro system. So, you know, so I'm curious to see what happens with that. But I was surprised.
I see if it doesn't go well for Chip early, I think he may be relieved of his duties. because I can tell you – Jeffrey Lurie, who is the owner of the Eagles, and Howie Rosen are still very, very close friends. Now, Howie's still in the building. He may be on the other side of the building there in Philadelphia, but he's still there. And I do know that the owner feels that comfort with Howie. And Howie could jump back over there at any time if they feel it's urgent enough to say, I'm sorry, Chip, your audition is over. You can. I think, though, he's done well enough in the league that he could go back to college without losing face. Not every coach that has made that jump, like, Alabama coach, Saban.
Dick Saban.
He made the jump to the Dolphins and got humiliated and went back to college. And I think he made the best choice there. And I'm wondering if maybe Chip goes back to Oregon. Or go ahead.
No, go ahead. I'll let you finish.
No, I was just saying if he could go back to Oregon, I guess, or you might see him get hired mysteriously by the Titans.
Yeah. That'd be interesting.
That'd be interesting to see.
He hasn't proved anything.
Okay, so it's going to be really interesting, like you said. Let's see what the Eagles do this season. Mm-hmm. New receivers, a little less offensive line, new running backs. So we have 1 minute left for the next segment, so when I go through this really quick.
Okay. Sure.
Melissa, this is for which rookie will make a bigger impact, Todd Gurley in St. Louis or Melvin Gordon in San Diego?
I think Gurley. Gurley's going
to do it. What about you, Casey? What do you think, Gurley or Melvin?
I say Gordon because I'm still not 100% on, you know, how Gurley's injury recovered and everything, and I've seen a lot more of Melvin Gordon, obviously, since he went to Wisconsin. That's my pick.
Sure.
Yeah.
There's some concern, definitely.
Me being a Cowboys fan, I am disappointed that Melvin Gordon was not drafted at 27. we were now down to 27. So what are you going to do? I just see Melvin Gordon having a better season in San Diego, though. Devontae Parker in the Miami or Philip Dorsett in Indy? Who has a better season?
I say Devontae Parker.
As long as he recovers from his foot surgery and everything, which everybody says, he should be ready to go. I would love to say, I'd love to go with Devontae Parker. I think he's, a great athlete, and in OTAs he has been pretty impressive and everything.
I say it's going to be very difficult for both. Devontae Parker has to match up with Greg Jennings, Kenny Stills, and Jordan Cameron, while Phil Thursett has Andre Johnson and T.Y. Hilton around him. So I do give the edge to Devontae Parker because I feel like he wants to prove that he's as good as the guys around him. Well,
he's an impressive receiver, so.
Right, mm-hmm. Right. Both are definitely good receivers. But T.Y. Hilton and Phil Dorsett both have something to prove, so it's more of Devontae Parker that looks like he'll have the better season, wanted to prove he's as good as everybody around him. Which rookie quarterback?
He's got the speed, the measurables. He's got a lot of things going for him.
Right. Which rookie quarterback should start week one?
That's a tough one. Marcus Mariota?
Definitely. I agree with that.
All right. I'm going to go with Jameis Winston because Tampa Bay has nobody else that is any good. And, that's
true. Go for the underdog once in a while, too.
Always. But, I've been impressed with Jameis, and so I'm looking forward to seeing him.
Well, I didn't even think about those two. I didn't think about Winston and Mariota. Surprisingly, I thought of Bryce Petty, started for the New York Jets week one. I thought about him. But anyway, so Melissa Beaton, MSL NFL writer. I want to thank you for being on SCU and Wally today.
Well, thanks for inviting me.
I got one quick question for you.
Sure. All right, go ahead.
All right, one quick question, Melissa. Will Alex Smith throw a touchdown to a wide receiver this season?
Absolutely. Did you see the press conference when they introduced Jeremy Maclin?
No, I didn't.
One of the beat writers here for the Kansas City Star, Trez Paylor, he said he's been following Reed since he came here. And he said Andy Reed, when Jeremy walked into the building, he just felt like the world, looked like the world was off of his shoulders. he called 10 touchdowns a beautiful thing.
Right.
Andy
right,
doesn't get
great.
That emotional, so.
Yeah. All right. Melissa Beaton, MSL NFL writer. Again, thank you very much for being on SCU and
Thanks
Wally.
Thanks for having me on, you guys. You guys have
All
a good
right.
day.
Thanks, Melissa.
All right,
Thanks.
Take care.
Bye.
Okay, so we have 2 minutes left. Really fast. My last two cents. Blackhawks who clinched the first Stanley Cup at home since 1938. They won the Stanley Cup on the road in 2010 and 2013. Tonight against Lightning. The 1-9 Los Angeles Kings defeated the 11-0 San Jose Sabercats in Arena Football in San Jose 49-42. I'm calling it the biggest upset in AFL history. The Indiana Fever honored Lauryn Hill before their game of Sunday against the Chicago Sky. Lauryn Hill died in early April of brain cancer, but not before making national headlines. Because this Cal State Fullerton Vanderbilt game was suspended, they'll play at 3, which means Canes will play at 5. Okay, so another reason to the new name of the show. It's SCU and Wally. So much SCU and Rizzo, and bam, bombshell. SCP is leaving the show. Starting next Monday, it's going to be the Rizzo show. So I said, you know what? Because Darren and Andrew had asked me and Casey to make a new name for the show anyway. So I was like, you know what? Since that show's gone away, we could take their idea. We'll be SCU and Wally from here on out. All right, Casey, we'll let you go. We have 1 minute left.
Well, my two cents real quick was basically the whole SCP and Russell thing. I've known for, a few weeks that this show was going to be ending on Friday. And I just want to give a shout out because it's one of my favorite shows. And I'm, dreading that it's going to be ending because I just love their chemistry. But I just want to, raise a glass to SVP and Rizzo, and, thanks for all the memories, thanks for all the laughs, and thanks for being an inspiration.
Yeah, I can't wait to see what Ryan Rizzo does at his own show. The Ryan Rizzo show will be 1 to 2:30 starting next Monday on ESPN News and ESPN Radio. I want to thank everybody for listening. I want to thank Casey. I want to thank Darren for being on. I'll hear from you all tomorrow.
Have a good one.
You have been listening to Stephen Sports Talk with Stephen Erdenberg here only on